Brian Arthur identified three basic ways to get customers to adopt your product offering: high upfront costs, network effects, and customer groove-in. Upfront costs require companies to make large investments, and there are only so many firms that have both the financial and intellectual capital to do so. Sony and Toshiba have played this game often with each other. Sony introduced the Betamax videotape. It offered better video quality, but both the videotape and the VCRs that played them were expensive. Then, Toshiba introduced its VHS cassettes into the market at a much lower price. Although the video quality was not as high, low-budget movie producers quickly adopted it because it was cheap. VHS quickly became the standard as Toshiba openly licensed VHS to other electronics companies. Meanwhile, Sony retained its Betamax technology. The competition amongst VCR makers made sure that there was a lot of VHS VCRs available at a cheap price. Sony would repeat this mistake again with DVDs. Toshiba began offering a lower-cost, quality product that other companies could openly license. These two big losses provided quite a bit of insight into why Sony got into movie production. Sony only released its movies on its new Blu-ray DVD technology. By controlling 10 to 20% of movies produced worldwide, Sony was able to force electronic makers to adopt their technology on the latest standards war.